Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 4th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Randomized controlled trial of mechanical thrombectomy with anticoagulation versus anticoagulation alone for acute intermediate high-risk pulmonary embolism. Primary outcomes from the STORM-PE trial. The STORM-PE trial conducted the first reported randomized controlled trial to evaluate the efficacy and safety of mechanical thrombectomy, specifically computer-assisted vacuum thrombectomy, combined with anticoagulation versus anticoagulation alone for acute intermediate high-risk pulmonary embolism. This trial focused on patients with an elevated right ventricular to left ventricular diameter ratio who are at increased risk of early clinical decompensation and mortality. By rigorously comparing these treatment strategies, the study established foundational data on whether mechanical thrombectomy can effectively relieve acute right ventricular pressure overload and normalize hemodynamics to improve patient outcomes. Article number 2. Prognostic value of exercise right ventricular pulmonary arterial coupling in primary mitral regurgitation. This international multicenter cohort study aimed to evaluate the prognostic value of right ventricular pulmonary arterial coupling in patients with primary mitral regurgitation. The study specifically assessed this coupling by measuring the ratio of tricuspid annular plane systolic excursion to systolic pulmonary artery pressure, both at rest and during exercise. By undertaking this comprehensive evaluation, the research established whether these non-invasive metrics provide a critical tool for risk stratification and improved management of patients with clinically significant primary mitral regurgitation. Article number 3. Efficacy and safety of very low achieved LDL cholesterol in patients with prior ischemic stroke. This study investigated the efficacy and safety of achieving very low levels of low-density lipoproteins cholesterol in patients with a history of ischemic stroke. Analyzing data from the FOURIER trial, which studied evolocumab in stable atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, researchers determined the impact of intensive LDL-C reduction on recurrent stroke and other major adverse cardiovascular events. The findings provide crucial clarity on optimizing lipid management strategies for this high-risk patient population, aiming to improve secondary prevention outcomes following ischemic stroke. Article number 4. Circulating extracellular vesicles in the pathogenesis of heart failure in patients with chronic kidney disease. This cross-sectional study investigated the role of circulating extracellular vesicles in mediating pathological kidney-heart crosstalk, which contributes to heart failure development in patients with chronic kidney disease. Recognizing that cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death in chronic kidney disease patients and kidney-derived factors are implicated, the research aimed to identify specific humoral risk factors. By elucidating the mechanism through which these vesicles facilitate direct cardiotoxicity, the study provides a foundational understanding to potentially identify novel therapeutic targets for heart failure in this vulnerable population. Article number 5. Prognostic value of natriuretic peptide levels in heart failure with recovered ejection fraction. This retrospective cohort study, spanning from 2009 to 2024 and including 3,935 patients, investigated the prognostic value of N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide levels in individuals with heart failure and recovered left ventricular ejection fraction. The research aimed to determine if NT-proBNP, NP measured at the time of left ventricular ejection fraction recovery, is an independent predictor of future adverse outcomes. By establishing a robust clinical marker for prognosis in this patient group, the study provides an essential tool for risk stratification and guiding management strategies where such markers are currently lacking. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.